So if God has an intention to stop something, I haven't seen him stop anything since 2019, really. Who knows? Maybe even back a little bit further. But 2019 of January was when the 343 blood moon pattern came to an end, and that was when they started taking the hydroxychloroquine, which would have cured COVID, off of all of the shelves worldwide. The daily pill, which has been proven safe with, like, everyone, including pregnant people, for, like, dozens of decades, if not hundreds of years. And it's just insane. All right, so anyway, this is part two. It did stall out on me. I don't know if it has some sort of a limitation of only 15 minutes or something like that. I don't know. And if there is some way to pay them to have a professional copy or whatnot, I'm happy to do it. I just can't find it. I look through all the menus and I don't see anything. So anyway, and it says, you know, disc remaining for the recording is 536 hours and 23 minutes. So I obviously don't have any disc space issues. Anyway, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So we'll just go on with part two until it jams up again. So you've got all kinds of dog and pony shows going on out there. Lies about Kamala Harris soaring in the polls on MSNBC. You've got one guy here, Bowel Odin, saying that New York is in play for rightful President Trump as he leads the districts that Biden won by 15 points. So, I mean, it's he said, she said, he said, she said, he said, she said, he said, she said. It's like, you know, whatever. Dogs and cats living together, that whole thing. So anyway, there really isn't going to be. As a matter of fact, I saw that some precincts, some major voting areas, don't get me going on all the claims about cyber computing and cyber attacks on the voting machines, which I don't doubt are very real, but most of the people that they claim are cyber experts are not cyber experts, and they say things like, we know where they're coming from. The second they say that, you know they're dumb as a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, okay? The fact of the matter is any decent hack attack always bounces off of multiple servers to give the impression that the attack is coming from, you know, China or North Korea, when in reality it's coming from Langley or whatever, who knows? So, you know, it's just, all we got is total insanity and a flood of lies that can barely be deciphered through without a little bit of critical thinking skills, and even that barely brings you there. There's a whole lot of demonstrations taking place in Tel Aviv. Evidently Netanyahu dismissed Ben-Gvir, or what? No, I'm sorry, it was Gallant. And you can you might say, well, why? And there are a lot of people that are, you know, they're upset about it. Well, anything and anybody, doesn't matter who it is, that stands in the way of Netanyahu, including Donald Trump, is going to be eliminated because he has a goal, and that's to set up the world for the Antichrist and the Noahide laws and the beheading of everybody, including us. That's why we have to pray always to be found worthy to escape, or counted worthy to escape, all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. Hallelujah. Dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Praise God. Very important. All right. So anyway, we got all kinds of protests going on over there. We've got the whole World War III dynamic is absolutely out of control. Folks, there is simply not enough time in the whole wide world to explain. I mean, they had videos of one of the chiefs of Central Command, which is the command center located in Tampa, Florida, at MacDill Air Force Base, that controls all the U.S. operations over in the Middle East and, of course, Israel, right? And you know, they're over there. I mean, they got CENTCOM commanders meeting, you know, essentially with, you know, the head of the IDF, the IAF, and all that kind of stuff. So they're planning something real big, real, real big, humongously big, bigger than humongous. I don't know how to quantify it. How can anybody quantify it? I don't think it's possible. It's not going to be good. And again, remember, please don't forget that Russia said, hey, we're going to join Iran, okay? If this stuff starts happening, we're joining Iran. So now, see, so when you study war, you discover that all world wars ultimately end up starting because of what's known as alliances. Alliances. Let me give an example of an alliance. NATO. Get it? Okay. Looks good at first, but then when you realize what's really going on, you're like, wait a minute. And now you got the BRICS stuff going on. That's a type of an alliance, right? So things are going to get ugly, and they're going to get ugly really fast. And when they and when the leaders of these countries are coming out and saying, you know, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're sick and tired, we can't take it anymore, and they're flipping the middle finger up at NATO and everything else, and they've got Iran announced that they have a particular missile. I forget what they called it, some kind of jazz Palestinian or whatever, you know, Arab name. But anyway, evidently this particular missile has the ability to split off into multiple independent reentry vehicles, even in a non-nuclear capacity, and like bomb something like 80 targets per missile or something insane like that. So when they said that they're going to unleash things that the world has never seen before, I think they were, well, no pun intended, or pun intended, deadly serious. So we've got task forces galore, nuclear bombers galore. We got Iran, you know, Russia, the Russian Federation that is very nuclear. We've got you name it. I mean, I really don't think there's a limit to what's about to happen, and it could happen at any time. You know, what's the name of that movie they got out right now? I think it's on Stars or whatever. They want too much to rent it. But it's like everything all at once, all the time, something like that. Good title for a movie, really crummy plot. But at the end of the day, I decided not to watch it. But it definitely fits today's scenario. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Next up. All right. So we got, Dafuk is with right behind. Oh, my gosh, if he isn't. And what happened to Pompeo? Why did he lose, like, is that really Pompeo? Because if it is Pompeo, he had to have lost, like, 80 pounds. And if so, why so? And that guy Dafuk, that alien being that's in all of the, Phil Schneider documentaries, etc., and showed up at one of the trials with Donald Trump, he's actually behind Pompeo speaking. And this guy doesn't know how to speak anything but lies. He pretty much came out publicly and admitted it. But he really looks like, I don't know. I wonder if it's really him. Anyway, the person that's reporting this is, the masks are getting sloppy. So this may be a fake Pompeo. All right. So anyway, the list goes on. People are asking all kinds of, they clump people into groups. So they say the Jews are this and the Jews are that. That is not the way this works. Okay. Even if 90% do have Khazarian roots and all that, that still leaves well over a million of, you know, God's true Semites. Besides, one of the things that we can take note of is some of the prophecies in the Bible that are going to happen at the hands of the Israel that we're dealing with now, as dark as they actually are. Okay, for example, Damascus being turned into a ruinous heap, Isaiah 17. Okay, so God's going to be using, so just pray, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, because our Heavenly Father doesn't want one to perish, right? Amen? So just let it be, let it be. We're not from here. We're not staying here. All right, praise God. I'm at the 9-minute mark. Seems to be stopping somewhere at the 15-minute mark, so I guess I don't want to go much longer. I think a couple of versions are good enough. Let me just take a really very quick look at some of the stuff that I had coming in. Whoopi Goldberg imagines a scenario where Kamala wins and appoints Liz Cheney as the Attorney General. So she comes out and fight. She's going to kill it. They're going to kill everybody. The red and the blue list will go into full effect. The woman that rides the beast will be in full effect. Things are going to get bad pretty fast. Certainly before, you know, the inauguration. And never mind the problem with the inauguration certification that has to happen, I believe, by the 13th of January. It's just a whole list of gotchas there. And who knows what else? Why is Washington, D.C. all boarded up right now? Why are there cast iron fences being put around Kamala Harris's house right now? Why were they doing the escape practice drills with the large helicopters at the Capitol building? I mean, there's so many questions that need to be answered. What's going on? What's going to happen in the next few days? What about the precincts that say they need 13 days to count? Never mind when the fifth. Nobody's paying attention to the judges. I don't know if you've noticed that or not. Nobody. They don't care. Why is that? Is it because they have more power than we realize? Could be. All right, update on the deployment of HIMARS to Taiwan in preparation for a preemptive attack on China by Taiwan. Got another report that says the U.S. has already deployed B-2 Spirit nuclear stealth bombers. That's the one where I was mentioning that they were being deployed to Diego Garcia. Israel notified the United Nations that it canceled the UNRWA's aid mission to Gaza. I mean, after all, how can you kill everybody there and turn it into condominiums and take all the natural gas resources? How can you do that? You got to get them out of there. Maricopa County has discovered 27,000 bad ballots. You know what? I don't really think that matters if they were driving semi-trucks with millions. 30 million was the original estimate. And all the reports of them capturing ballots and finding fraud were always a tiny, tiny percentage. Teeny-weeny percentage. All right. And it says, then of course, breaking, Kamala Harris finally builds a wall around her own residence in D.C. Well, there's a reason for that. You can believe that. Somebody thinks something's going to happen that causes, a revolt to attack Kamala Harris. What could that be? Maricopa County is claiming up to 13 days to count all the ballots. Here we go again. It just goes on and on. Now, this I find very, very interesting.